I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Smoke was seen rising on Sunday in southern Lebanon near the border with Israel as audio of missiles exploding were heard. Israel has, in recent days, hit Iran-backed Hezbollah in Lebanon in ways it could not imagine, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a televised address on Sunday.
Another Iranian terrorist proxy, Hezbollah, attacked Israel completely unprovoked. They fired missiles and rockets into our cities. They made 60,000 Israelis leave their homes along the Lebanon border.
Israel and Hezbollah exchanged heavy fire into Sunday, with Israeli warplanes carrying out the most intense bombardment in almost a year of conflict across Lebanon's south and Hezbollah firing over 100 rockets deep into northern Israel.
No country can accept the wanton rocketing of its cities. We can't accept it either. We will take whatever action is necessary to restore security and to bring our people safe back to their homes.
The Israeli military said it struck around 290 targets on Saturday, including thousands of Hezbollah rocket launcher barrels, and said it would continue to hit more targets. That came after an Israeli airstrike in Beirut on Friday killed at least 37 people, including one of Hezbollah's top leaders, as well as women and children. Germans in the state of Brandenburg were voting in a regional election on Sunday. The far-right Alternative for Germany is expected to finish first, building on successes in other eastern states and beating Chancellor Olaf Scholz's Social Democrats in one of their traditional strongholds. The AfD became the first far-right party to win a state election in Germany since World War II in Thuringia on September 1st. Polls close in Brandenburg at 6 p.m. local time, and the first exit polls and preliminary projections will be announced as soon as voting ends. This is